Wars of the Roses, Book 2, Trinity.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, Register Charity Number 226227.
Prologue. Vicomte Michel Gascot was certainly not a spy. He would have scorned the name if he had heard it used of him. Of course, it went without saying that the French ambassador to the English court would report anything of interest to his monarch on his return. It was also true that Vicomte Gascot had considerable experience in the royal palaces of Europe as well as the field of war. He knew what King Charles of France might want to know, and with that in mind, Vicomte Gascot took careful note of all that went on around him, little though it was. Spies were grubby, low-born men, given to hiding in doorways and hissing secret passwords at each other. Vicomte Gascot de l'autre côté, on the other hand, as the English said, was a gentleman of France, as far above such things as the sun above the earth. Those and similar thoughts were all he had to amuse him in his idle hours. He was certain to mention to King Charles how he had been ignored for 3 full days, left to kick his heels in a sumptuous chamber in the Palace of Westminster. The servants sent to attend his person were not even well washed, he had noticed, though they came promptly enough. One of them positively reeked of horse and urine, as if he found his usual employment in the royal stables. Still, it was true, Gascot's bodily needs were met, even if his ambassadorial ones were not. Each day began with his own retainers dressing him in the most gorgeous raiments and cloaks he possessed, choosing them from among the garments pressed into the enormous trunks he had brought from France. He had not yet been forced to repeat a combination of colours, and if he had overheard one of the English...